This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
The Greasy Garage Studio with me here on Auto World. Welcome. Welcome into the studio. Pull the car cover off and let's get this bad boy on the road, huh? Yeah. Put car covers, it's time to pull them off. Tis the season here on Auto World. We are looking at, in your area, I know some of you have already have been doing this, but your car shows or your local get-togethers at the drive-ins and the places that you meet, maybe even over at the coffee bar there. You know, we have a place there that I think they pull about 1,000 cars in, you know, at the coffee shack. And that's kind of a nice thing. I tip my hat to them. They must get on Facebook or something and get everybody rounded up because it's not the bar. Alcohol. So it means that everybody's going to be speeding right along with coffee. Oh, yeah. Maybe a hot cocoa. Hey, anyway, welcome aboard into the Greasy Garage Studio. Get the car cover pulled off. The track temperature here at Auto World right now is about 110 on the track. We are ready to rock and roll. I'm glad you have joined me this week. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I've been doing radio since 94, 95, something like that, behind the microphone, and then in mechanicking and the technician world, repairing your cars. Jeez, that started way, way back when. Almost tells you my age when I say junior high. Of course, back in the early days, I bought my first car at 13. My dad had to drive it home, so it's been over 40 years. Anyway, touching, tasting, smelling, dripping stuff all over me, fixing, listening to you. In our local area, where I'm at. I'm live right now from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. That's where I have been all my life, pretty much fixing cars, folks. I have not moved. I haven't gone out the other roads. I didn't take the Y over there. I didn't take a right or a left and go down the other direction and go do some other kind of job, maybe construction or... No, I have not. No, I did the carpet laying. No, putting roofs on. No, computer IT or something. No, I have done that IT for my own benefit in my own greasy garage studio. But no, it's been all around cars and trucks and rototillers and snowmobiles and motorcycles and goes anything that runs. Oh, yeah. And today, of course, I've been pretty involved with the EV letters, EV, the electric, because they're knocking at the door now. I mean, literally, at the door at me. You know what that means? Might have to change the name of the studio. Maybe no more Greasy Garage. When you get down to EV playing, huh? Electric drills, electric cars, electric. Oh, yeah. Make sure you're plugged in before you leave your house, huh? Don't forget to unplug, too. How many of you pulled up to the gas station, left the, because you've got a gas burner, carbon burner, carbon footprint burner, diesel burner, maybe a propane burner. Yeah, I know some of you out there, you commercial folks, that's got those vans, those trucks, you might have had the gas converted over to propane. Anyway, you pull, well, that would be horrible to pull away from a gas station, wouldn't it, leave the gas nozzle in your car? Uh-huh. Yeah, have I done that? Raise my hand. No, I have not. I don't want to do that either. Driving down the road with a gas pump nozzle. Oh, not good. Anyway, here at Auto World, what is Auto World, you ask? It's interactive, informative, and all things automotive. That means you have an opportunity, costs you nothing. You are a charter member if your ears are on right now and you can hear me. Thank you for being a charter member and being part of taking time out of your busy schedule, your life, to sit behind your device that you are listening with right now, out of our favorite affiliate radio stations, GCNLive.com, using the internet maybe. Thank you. I do appreciate that. We're going to be going through, we're going to talk a little bit about the venue through. Our Auto World is 3 hours each and every week, one, two, three, you know, and each hour is different, and that means that number 3 hour is as good as number 1 hour, et cetera. Number three sometimes comes in actually first, because I'm Dizzy Lizzy, and so it might become a little bit better of an hour for you to listen to. You never know. Anyway, once you get behind the microphone and you get talking with you, and taking your calls and taking your emails, you get loosened up a little bit and you just have more fun. Maybe the third hour you might enjoy more than the first hour. Anyway, I do enjoy you having being here for each and every hour that you're listening to me. And with that said, you can always go Google Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast. You can go back at any time and listen to any show that you want. And each and every hour is different, so I try to get some information and news and information recalls to just a lot of great stuff for you to learn with to help you save some of that green stuff called cash. Keep it in your wallet. And, of course, today's world, your Coinbase wallet.
Uh-huh.
What's that? Bitcoin. Yeah, a lot of you might even have a digital wallet today. That's okay. I'm going to save you some of that coin, Bitcoin, cash coin, internet coin, whatever you want to call it. We're going to save you a lot of that today here on Auto World. What is going on with the menu today here on Auto World? For your first-time listeners, and a lot of you are, because I know a lot of our affiliates, they have lengthened the Auto World time, and that some of them were taking Auto World for an hour, now they're taking it for 2 hours, etc. Thank you. I tip my hat to our affiliates. It means that I have more folks listening to help fix their automobiles. Makes me happy. Thank you. And it doesn't cost anything, folks. I don't need your MasterCard, your Visa number. All I ask is that you can pull the mask off now. You're sitting in where you can leave the mask off in your favorite chair or couch or car, wherever you're listening. Sit back, relax. Make sure you guys put some steel-toed boots on. Ladies, put some steel-toed boots on, glasses. You know, the safety glasses. I'm going to give you a lot of sparks here this week on Auto World. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, if they'll hand me the hubcap over there, that is where our menu's sitting. There it is. Thank you. That's a big hubcap. Got a lot of patina on it. Rust. Horrible paint job. In fact, the paint's already come off of that thing. I remember the hubcaps I've got in my hand here. I remember those. I still have some cars that have hubcaps. If the neatest thing is as a first-time driver of a car, and some of you might have done this, is you get that first-time driver. You know, you've been driving 2-3 years, and you just think it's the neatest thing to do a neutral drop. Oh, yeah. You take mom and dad's car out. You never did it with your own. No, no. You got your parents' car, and it was an automatic transmission, you know, a D for dumb, I mean drive, R for reverse, yes, neutral drop, N. Oh, yeah, you put her in N, you get her warmed up, and you just put that go pedal down, and you let those RPMs go up on that engine, and then you take it from neutral, and you just take mom and dad's shifter, and you just slip her down to D for dumb. I mean drive. And the right rear tire would just spin, bam, and it would just spin and bring you all that smoke. Oh, the fun of doing neutral drops. Well, remember the day that you said, hey, I'm going to see if I can't get my hubcaps to go completely off of the wheel on mom and dad's car. Because back in the day, they had hubcaps. They didn't have all these fancy magnesium wheels and these rubber wheels. No, it was a steel wheel out of Detroit. Solid steel metal wheel. It had hubcaps to hide the ugliness of it. The wheel, the ugly of the wheel. The chrome hubcap. And you drove around that corner at 40 miles an hour that the speed limit was only 20. And that didn't pop the hubcaps off, so you took it at 60. Oh, yeah. 60 didn't do it, so you went around the corner at 70. You not only went around the corner, you slid around the corner, and both the hubcaps, front and back, flew off, and they went down, and they flew off the car, and they just like a saw blade going right down through, cutting the weeds and everything in their path, and hopefully they didn't hit anybody. But they did hit the telephone pole, and that saw blade, that hubcap, went right through the telephone pole, or sliced it right in half, and maybe knocked the telephone pole down.
Oh?
Not good. Well, today we don't have hubcaps to do that fun stuff with. So anyway, that's just some of the fun that we're going to talk about today here on Auto World. Looks like, oh yeah, they pulled up a recall on us here in Auto World, so we're going to have a little recall on something that's just completely off the wagon here. I mean, what the heck does this have to do? This is crazy. A recall's coming back. Oh yeah, the different cost of batteries. We'll be right back after a little quick break. We'll see you in just a second. I'm Mark Evans, right here at the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
favorite groups. Why? Well, they named the band the right name, The Cars.
Oh, yeah, The Cars.
Hey, welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho. I'm in the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, right here, for Auto World, each and every week and through the week. Auto World, of course, is not live each and every week for you, 3 hours, but also, I just wanted to, you know, do a shout-out and let each and every one of you know that Auto World is email. At all times, folks, email on that .com, that called that internet thing, you know, that interweb. So that address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's good. 28 hours a day. Yes, yeah, some nights I don't sleep because I'm thinking of you and all the car things you need help with. With that said, let's first and foremost, you're the star. And that means that I want to hear from you on the phone calling in and or your emails, of course, and the phone number here at Auto World since 1992 is 855-660-4261. And again, that email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And you can get me on Facebook, a Facebook Messenger. You can reach out there. I'm looking at that right now. I've got some folks that's answered the question I threw out there on my Facebook page, and we're going to go to that. And also this first hour and share some with you who said the answer, second hour, and the third hour we're going to have some fun there too. So with that said, let's go to Ohio and talk to Lee. Lee, there he is up in Ohio. How you doing, Lee? Welcome to the world.
Thank you. I'm blessed by the best. Hey, just before we get started, I want to ask you a question. Is it okay if I come on your program? I mean, can I borrow your makeup artist real quick and then we can get started? Or
sure. Lion Lucy? Yeah. We'll have to ask Lion Lucy. Lion Lucy, you know, she's always lying and telling everybody I look good. You know, it's the makeup. You're right.
Yeah, I want to get dressed up before I come on the show. I, you know, I just want to make sure everything's all right. I got my steel-toned glasses on right now and everything.
Oh, yeah. Good. You're safe, then. That's all that matters, Lee. You bet. Do you have a breath mint in?
You know what? I can go reach for one real quick.
Because, you know, we gotta smell good, too, don't we? Yeah, you know?
Yeah, that's right. You know, yep. I called up with a question. I forgot what my question was.
Oh, I know what it is. I know. Something okay. About, because Axelrod Alex, you know, he's got that axle. He's got grease on that bad boy. He typed something in for me. Something about a plant. Okay. You're wanting to plant something.
Oh, plant. That's right. What was it? What was it?
You're not wanting to plant some kind of illegal stuff, are you, in your truck? I hope not.
I wanted to ask him if I can plant how to plant a tree in the back of my pickup truck. I just want to know, should I go vertical or horizontal?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, it depends on if it's a, well, we're going to be talking about this later, Lily, the snub-nose trucks. Yeah, snub nose. There's no nose on the trucks coming to be, maybe. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but you're right, vertical, horizontal. It depends on how you drive it. Now, do you drive it horizontally or vertical? Because the northeast, well, I think the trees grow east and west, don't they, because of the sunrise and sunset?
Sounds right to me. So let me get to the real questions. This is just something I was pondering. You've been talking about EV for a while, and I thought, what happens with the vehicle if the battery goes bad? That's just one question. You know, I mean, and then another one I wanted to throw out, a chainsaw. You keep talking about small engines and different things like that, and I thought, have you ever replaced a fuel line in a chainsaw?
Oh, they're a booger. Little plastic.
Yeah.
The little, those weed blowers have that little bitty hose. You got to get the long needle nose out, Lee. Get the long needle nose out.
Okay.
But also, now here's, where do you go get the little hose? From a motorcycle shop.
Yeah, that's what I picked up from the shop.
Yeah, motorcycle shop. Get a needle nose. Yeah, that'll work good. But
so you
also,
have replaced them.
I have. I have to do that on my... You know, you might have heard me this years ago. I said something here on Auto World years ago. I've got a turbocharged, literally a turbocharged weed blower. I put a turbo on it, and it blew.
Right.
It blows, man. It blows. So yeah, I'm constantly replacing the fuel line because fuel line had to be a little bit bigger because you know the turbo needs more juice. So I just go to the motorcycle shops. I have dirt bikes I ride, and same thing there. They get hard and brittle and rot, but the fuel also, when you go to the motorcycle shop, Lee, the fuel line you're going to be picking up is designed for basically fuel. It won't rot out as fast as what it came with from the factory. Yeah. But, hey, here's a little tip, too, on your chainsaw. Is it running good? You got a lot of horsepower?
Yeah, right now I was able to get the fuel line replaced, yes.
Good, because here's a little secret. There's a spark arrestor, you know, in that exhaust muffler on that chainsaw. Did you know that?
No.
No? Like any kind of motor, you need more horsepower. In a chainsaw, you need more buzz. So,
yeah.
But that spark arrester, if you can take that little muffler off of that bad boy, and they get carboned up. It's a screen, and that's a spark arrester. So that screen that's inside there, it's kind of like a sandwich. It's like the bologna between the two pieces of bread.
You pull
that thing off of there for me, and the spark arrester is designed not to let the sparks come out of the exhaust to start a forest fire. But I guarantee this, put it back in there. I don't want you getting in trouble, but pull that bad boy apart, Lee, and clean it up. Just take a wire brush and get all the carbon off that screen. And guess what I just did? Your chainsaw is going to start on the first pull now.
Thank you.
And you'll have more horsepower. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, you bet.
I'll tell you a secret that I did with the replacing the fuel line is I took about an inch of the fuel line and I just cut it in half, you know, 1 inch of it, and just got rid of half of the fuel line to slide it through the first part, you know, just to get it to slide through into the tank, the fuel tank.
Right.
And then attached the, fishing line to the fuel line, slid that through, slid the sliced fuel line with, you know, 1 inch long and half of it gone. You know, half the fuel line, just tapered it basically to slide it through, and that kind of got it started. And then I put some oil on it, and I was able to pull it through. I didn't have long enough needle nose. I guess I got to invest in those one of these years, but just didn't have it.
Yeah, good idea. And you can get with the oil. I like that. I like hearing that because you're pushing it through that rubber square block, which is not fun.
Yeah.
That oil made it easy. Yeah, good. Now, when I say some long needle nose, I have needle nose here at the Greasy Garage that are an inch long, 3 inches long. Anyway, I've got some that are up to 12, 18 inches long.
That's
yeah, works good.
Good.
Lee, hey, thank you for calling from Ohio.
Am I allowed to ask you the question I really called for after the break?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. We'll put you on hold. We're going to take a short break, Lee. We'll be right back. And we're heading back to Ohio. Talk more about, well, maybe chainsaws. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Stimulus payments have started showing up in bank accounts, but it's a headache for others. Americans say the money is being deposited into the wrong accounts, and customers who bank with Wells Fargo or Chase will have to wait until at least Wednesday. The banks say they will not start processing payments until then. The U.S. has topped 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses administered, according to the CDC. About 35 million people, or just over 13% of the population, have been fully vaccinated. Ireland and parts of Italy are the latest to suspend use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine due to serious complications in some patients with blood clotting. Three healthcare workers in Norway have been hospitalized, and a teacher in Italy's northern region of Piedmont died following his vaccination on Saturday. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for parts of Colorado. The Denver area could get up to 8 more inches of snow today, with the storm intensifying as it moves along the I-25 corridor. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You got to have the radar. You got to have the radar up, folks, if you're driving a car or truck. Oh, yeah, radar love. Welcome back to Auto World. Sitting here in my, I don't have the Dodge Viper seat today. No, I had to ask the guys to drop in an old, half of a bench seat. Literally, we cut it in half, and it smells like vintage antique. Oh, I love the smell of it. And the smell of old cars. Good to have you along. Each and every week, I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage studio on my half-a-bench seat. I think it is. It's a 1949 Chevrolet. Mole hair, you know how it itches. I'm itching right now, but I'm really going to be itching after 3 hours. The crew's loving it. They're smiling, laughing. Oh, real funny, you guys. Hey, by the way, right now, let's do the question of the month before we go back to Ohio, because he's got some good information, I think, to share with us. Question of the month. I want to know, and I'm going to share with some of these emails, and you can call or email, of course, and I want to know what your thoughts are on this question of the month right here on Auto World. And it is, what do you believe is the automobile industry's greatest achievements? Again, what do you believe
is the automobile industry's greatest achievements. We're going to be sharing some emails with you here in just a little bit. But before we do that, let's go back to Lee in Ohio and find out what the weather's like in Ohio. Lee, you're back. Good to have you. Good to have
you
here.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't have any really good information to share with you, just questions on my vehicle. But after I hang up, I'm hoping that you will tell me about EV vehicles and their battery when it goes dead. I'm really curious. But let me
oh,
ask
yeah.
my question that I what I actually called for was last month I was in your shop via the radio, and ever since you worked on my vehicle, the engine light still hasn't gone on the number six cylinder Chevy S10 that I called on. And I was wondering, the code comes up that it is a number six cylinder misfiring. I'm wondering if I should attempt to, I just don't have the money to replace everything. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I should try, a distributor cap or,
You're sounding a little bit muffled to me for some reason all of a sudden.
The wind starts blowing. I'm in a bad area.
Oh, okay.
Really
yeah.
bad.
There, you're sounding better now. I just want to make sure you're sounding good for everybody. You bet. So your engine light, you're on, and it's saying that the cylinder number six has got a misfire on it?
Yeah, and I replaced the spark plug, and it still has the engine light on. And I'm thinking maybe I should try the distributor and see if that's it, or if I should go towards the spark plug line,
sure.
to replace that.
What year make and model is it?
97 S10. It's a six-cylinder V Vortec or something.
Oh, yeah, the V6 in it, the S10 97.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not a fun cylinder to get to either.
Yeah.
Not at all. Now, this all matters on what station you're listening to me on.
GSN.
GSN Live? GSN Live?
GCN.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I just had you do an ad for us. Thank you.
GSN, no. GCN
yeah.
Live.
Yeah, it's GCNLive.com. And I always like to know, Lean, thank you for saying that. And that means a lot to me, definitely. And you can listen all 3 hours there, huh?
Yeah.
But, now, the engine light, do you have a scan tool where you can clear the codes?
I had a friend do it. I don't have one. He cleared them.
Okay. A couple things. Does it seem like it's still missing a little bit? Like there is a
yes.
miss still? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Two things. That 97 is TBI, throttle body injection. It does not have multi-port injectors in it. That means there's an injector per cylinder. That's an older vehicle. And so you've got like, it looks like a carburetor up on top. You know the air filter? Looks like a carburetor.
Yeah.
And you have a throttle body injection. It's got two nozzles up there on the top, basically spraying fuel down the throat of, it looks like a carburetor, but it's not. It's fuel injected, but it's spraying with TBI fuel down the throat of that bad boy. So here's a couple things we want to make sure that I'm going down the road. I want to make sure that we're getting fuel to that spark plug to ignite. Have you replaced the spark plug, but have you put the new plug in, started it up, ran it for at least half hour, pulled the spark plug back out just to see what it looked like?
No, but the plug that I did pull out was only a couple of years old, and it was only half burned. It wasn't, I don't even think it was probably 1 year old, and it just didn't show that it was really cooking.
Okay. Do you have a timing light? You remember the old original timing lights that we hooked? Oh, you do. Fantastic. I want you to do this, Lee. I want you to hook up that timing light, which is, for everybody listening, we have two alligator clips on that timing light. One's red, one's black. That goes to the battery. Negative, black, red, positive. And then the other lead clips to where, Lee? To the spark plug.
To the plug? Yeah.
Hey, clip. You get that timing light out. Clip that bad boy to the spark plug wire on number six cylinder and hit the trigger. We're not using it as a timing light. We're using it to look at the light and how many times it's blinking. Okay? Now, if that timing light, once you hook it up there, and it's going blink, blink every single time, like a perfect heartbeat showing you, just point the timing light to whatever is right there close to you, the firewall, the fender, whatever, and look at it. And you're going to find out, since it's still telling you have a misfire, that you're going to find out that timing light is going blink, 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 blink. Blink, 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 blink. And if it's doing okay. That, Lee, throw the spark plug wire away, please.
Thank you.
Okay. And that's an easy fix. Now just don't do one spark plug wire. I want all of them replaced, okay, because they're all the same age.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't want you chasing. But now, if you have a solid light and it's the perfect heartbeat, beep, 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 guess what? You don't have a bad spark plug wire. In fact, you don't have a misfire in that cylinder. What you got here is that the scan tool that your friend has isn't going in and literally into the hard drive, into that computer on that 97 and erasing the code. It's not getting that deep into it to erase the code. So the way you do this is you just disconnect the battery for 20 minutes. But see, I asked you if it's still acting like it's missing, and you said yes, it is. So you've got a bad spark plug wire. So yeah, use that timing light and go for it. How many miles are on it? If it's got a lot, you know, 100.
Yes.
How many you got? 200. Oh, you're replacing. Okay, you're replacing the wires and you're replacing the distributor cap and rotor for me right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Don't do it right while we're doing it on the show, but just wait until we get, you know, off the show. Okay.
The cool part. I'm going to say this. A couple things to let you go. But the cool part is I did disconnect the battery a while back and let it off for over an hour, and just reconnected it just to see if it would reset. You know, and I just figured I'd try it. And you confirmed that was a good idea, so thank you.
Yep.
And then,
you bet.
What else? If you could talk about the EV and the battery and what happens to the vehicle after sometime. I'd love to hear that. And, oh, I want to say this, too. I enjoy your show. I like your personality. Everything comes off great. It's great to be on your show. So thank you very much, and have a blessed day.
Hey, Lee, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I really do. I've got goosebumps on my arms right now, and that's the fact. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Right on.
This is you. I do appreciate that. That means everything to me. This is why I'm behind the microphone to help. You know, and I thank you.
Yeah.
I salute you, Lee. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, and that's how you do it, folks. Thanks, Lee.
Right,
oh, yeah, we're going to take a short break. Thanks, Lee. We'll talk to you soon. You bet. Get that bad boy fixed. We're going to take a short break. A little secret sauce, folks, from your sponsors in your local area. And we're going to come right back. You know what? I think I'm going to get some more popcorn. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, drive, drive.
Well, as long as you're 10 and 2, you can drive. As long as you're 10 and 2, you know what that means. All of you took driver's training. I know you did. You got a driver's license. And if you did not, and if you did not want to do driver's training, well, and you got lucky enough to drive mom or dad's tractor, good for you. In the dirt, plowing the corn. Out here in Idaho, you know what we're plowing. Oh, yeah, those French fries. For some reason, you know, you're on a buddy's farm, my friend's farm. I'm looking for the French fries out there. I don't see any. But anyway, hey, good to have you here with me each and every week. This is the first hour of Auto World heard on the Genesis Communications Network. Of course, you're listening to me on GCNLive.com. And if you're not, you can throughout the time. And your great affiliates, our great affiliates at Audi Adam. Yes, he's Audi Adam. He's an affiliate manager out taking care of our affiliates. And I do appreciate and salute each and every one of our affiliates to tune in and get us so we are tuned in so you can hear me. And that's what it's all about, folks. Again, the question here on Auto World is for a whole month, okay? We're getting pretty close to the end of the month on that. But the question is, let's see if I can figure it out again. There it is. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to share some emails, and we might get one in before the end of the garage door goes down here on the first hour. Question of the month here on Auto World: what do you believe is the automotive industry's greatest achievements? What do you believe is the automotive industry's greatest achievements? There it is. 855-660-4261. Since 1992, that number's been the same. You can't forget that, can you? No. 855-660-4261. Email is good all the time.
autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, let's go right now. We got time. Let's get into the email bag and get one of these. Oh, yeah, here's one. Right here, this email we got from a gentleman. I think, yeah, it is. Okay, and it looks like I can read it. He says, do it on live on air, and I will. Hi, Mark. Listening to you in Provo, Utah. Oh, let's do a shout-out. Woo, shout-out. Shout-out to one of our great affiliates down in Utah area, KBJA. KBJA, 1640 AM. 1640 AM, KBJA, down in Salt Lake City, Provo, Ogden, Sandy. Oh, good to have all you folks along, and the towns, of course, in between. You're all welcome, and thank you for tuning in. This gentleman says, love the show. Here's my top five auto achievements. And first off, thank you for saying love the show. I do appreciate that. He says, my top five auto achievements. Number one, heater slash AC, that air means air conditioning. Couldn't drive it without being comfortable. Number two, automatic transmission. Great not having to shift. Number three, glass, windows. Hate having bugs in my teeth. Number four, brake lights. I do not want no one to ass end me. Those brake lights, you got that right. Number five, wheels slash tires. My car wouldn't even be able to go anywhere without them. I'd be wearing out a pair of Nikes. Good to be with you each week, he says. His name is Mike. And Mike, thank you. Again, a shout out to our station down in our affiliate down in Provo, Utah, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Sandy, KBJA 1640 AM. And there it is, Mike. You're absolutely right, folks. You didn't ever think about those brake lights, did you? Oh, boy. Mike, you're right. I'd hate to. You're sitting there just minding your own business, and you meet somebody by accident because they come up and didn't see your brake lights that were not on. In fact, that's interesting because this last week here at the Greasy Garage Studio, I spent a little time with a Ford Explorer Sport, a four-door. And you know what the Explorers are, but a Sport is one of those pickup trucks. Yes, Ford Explorer. Pickup truck, four-door, and he didn't have any brake lights, so I had to dig in there and found that we had a little bit of a, the rust, the dirt, the gravel issue, so it's always something, isn't it? Always dirt on the top of the frame, that's where the rubber meets the road right there. The nuts behind the story here is that, in fact, he had a lot of dirt up on top of the frame, and the brake wire was rubbed raw on top of the frame, causing it to do what? Every time he hit the brake pedal, it sent resistance down the wire, causing it to be hot, literally, and electricity resistance touching a metal frame, it grounded out and it just fried the wire. It's always something little, isn't it? Always, always. Here's a little trivia for us before the garage door rolls down. In 1933, Nash offers an automobile color called Eleanor Blue in honor of Eleanor Roosevelt, the president's wife. That's right. 1933, Nash offers an automobile color called Eleanor Blue, honor of Eleanor Roosevelt. If you do, and I do welcome you over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans. Just look for Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting behind the microphone, and you'll see a blue car in that picture, and that is Eleanor Blue. Folks, beautiful blue. I love that blue. And you'll also see my little yellow coupe, little 38 Plymouth. And I welcome you over there, and a lot of you have been, and we're going to, again, talk about that, and I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Please do. Go on over to Auto World Radio, and you can see what we're putting up there, and just have some fun. Old TV ads to crashes and all that stuff. It's all car-related and some fun stuff, and I did put a picture on both those Facebook pages and also my Instagram page, and I threw out a question there, and that question is... Snub. I gave you a picture of a little snub-nosed truck. A snub-nosed truck. And I asked, is snub-nosed trucks, are they coming back? Question mark. Well, we're going to be talking about that on the second hour here. And Joe gets me on Facebook, and I asked also the question, what year is it? So when you see that photo there on Mark Evans' Facebook page and or Auto World Radio Facebook page or my Instagram account, which is Auto World Media, go over and look at that really neat-looking snub-nose truck. Absolutely. And I believe Joe, he got me in here on Facebook, and he says, hey, that's a 08, isn't it? Oh, close, Joe, close. And we're gonna answer that the second hour, what year that truck is. And you might be wondering, now there's a logo on there. You can zoom in and find out what the logo is, but find out what brand that is. And boy, trucks haven't changed at all when you see that. Wood spoke wheels. Oh yeah, the days of wood spoke wheels and those narrow tires that follow every nook and cranny, just like you're driving a train on the track. God, I hate it. And a little secret I was taught by a gentleman years ago with my 16 Chevrolet I have, 1916 Chevrolet with wood spoke wheels, is just spray some water on them and they won't splinter on you, because those tires, those real skinny rubber tires that are $1,000 a piece today, they won't splinter. The road does not give today, so the wheel gives. And your wheels today are really giving. A big time. Well, thank you, everybody. Looks like the garage doors are rolling down here on the first hour. Folks, I really do want to say thank you for joining me this first hour, and we're going to be back second hour and third hour with more fun, a lot of goodies to get to, and your calls, your emails. Of course, Axelrod Alex, he's behind the GCN mixer machine. Make you sound good when you call in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Appreciate that. General Motor George, my chief engineer. He always keeps me wired. If you know what I mean. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Thank you, Audi Adam. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager, always keeping the lug nuts on this show tight. That means a lot to me. And, oh yeah, T-Bird Ted, he's the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy, she's always saying, you're looking good, Mark, you're looking good. It's the makeup that's making me look good. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Oh, I wouldn't be able to get here without him. That's right. Oh, God, can't forget the loudmouth Jay. Jay the janitor, loudmouth Jay. He's keeping that microphone nice and clean. Absolutely. Who keeps my seat cushion warm? Oh, you know who she is, Seat Cushion Susie. And we can't forget the PR director here at Auto World, Bobby Besser, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Whew. Anyway, folks, definitely Cadillac Ken, of course, he's making sure that the AutoWorldMedia.com website is looking good. That's Cadillac Kin.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.